Half-centuries from Devon Conway and Rachin Ravindra did their damage, however, timely scalps from spinners Ravichandran Ashwin and Washington Sundar pulled back momentum to the hosts during the second session of day one of second test against New Zealand at Pune's MCA Stadium on Thursday. At the end of the second session, NZ was 201/5, with Daryl Mitchell, 16*, unbeaten. NZ started the second session at 92/2, with Conway, 47*, and Rachin Ravindra, 5*, unbeaten. Conway attacked Jasprit Bumrah in the very first over of the session, getting 3 fours. He reached his second half century of the series in 109 balls, with 6 fours. NZ reached the 100-run mark in 31.4 overs through one of Conway's classy boundaries. Conway continued to see off the Indian bowling with confidence and a brilliant temperament, giving Rachin enough time to settle. However, their 62-run partnership was ended with Ravichandran Ashwin getting Conway for 76 in 141 balls, with 11 fours. NZ was 138 thirds in 43.2 overs. Daryl Mitchell joined Rachin on the crease. NZ reached the 150 run mark in 48.1 overs, thanks to a massive 6-over long on by Rachin against Ravindra Jadeja. Rachin continued his impressive run in Test cricket, bringing up his fourth 50 in 93 balls, with 3 fours and a 6. After reaching his half century, Rachin started to look even more dangerous, collecting 2 boundaries against Akash Deep, who seemed to be having an off day with a poor economy rate. Washington Sundar cleaned up Rachin with an absolute peach of a delivery for 65 in 105 balls, with 5 fours and a 6. NZ was 197 quarters in 59.1 overs at the end of the 59-run partnership between Rachin and Mitchell. NZ reached the 200-run mark in 61.3 overs. A sharp, turning delivery from Sundar removed Tom Blundell for 3. NZ was 201/5 heading into tea break. Earlier, Ashwin struck twice while Conway took on world-class Indian bowling bravely in an evenly contested first session on day one of the second test between India and New Zealand at Pune's MCA Stadium on Thursday. At the end of the session 1, NZ was 92/2, with Conway, 47*, and Ravindra, 5*. Unbeaten. After New Zealand opted to bat first after winning the toss, opener skipper Tom Latham and Devon Conway gave the Kiwis a cautious start. Early in the innings, Latham and Conway took on Akash's pace really well, making him a primary target with 4 classy boundaries. Jasprit Bumrah was really economic on the other hand. Things changed with the introduction of spin. Ravichandran Ashwin struck in his first over, trapping Latham leg before wicket for 15 runs in 22 balls. His knock had 2 boundaries. Kiwis were 39 over 1 in 7.5 overs. Latham continued his poor run against Ashwin, getting dismissed by him for the 9th time in 11 innings, in which he has made just 128 runs against the veteran at a poor average of 14.22. Will Young joined Conway and NZ reached the 50-run mark in 15.1 overs. Both were just stitching a partnership, braving some tight bowling from the spin trio of Ashwin, Ravindra Jadeja and Washington Sundar. However, Young edged 1 to Rishabh Pant, giving Ashwin his second scalp. NZ was 76/2 in 24 overs, with Young gone for 18 in 45 balls. Conway and Rachin Ravindra took NZ through the remainder of the first session without any further loss. Brief scores: New Zealand 201/5, Devon Conway 76, Rachin Ravindra 65, Ashwin 348, vs India.